Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And somebody else who I consider to be highly intelligent is our good buddy Ray Keating. Ray is the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the author of a number of books, including the stack of books I have in my hand, including U.S. by the Numbers and others. And he's our good friend and a long time member of our Brain Trust. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Glad to be here.
As always, happy Independence Day.
And the same to you.
Just a little bit early. I told the audience that, as you know, we have people listening all around the world on the internet, besides the radio in North America. And I was just earlier in the hour, as I came on the air, I was talking about what a unique holiday it is in the world, America's Independence Day, and that we're not possibly obnoxious at other times. We're pretty extra obnoxious at Independence Day.
Speak for yourself, my friend.
We don't. At least let me put it this way: on Independence Day, we don't try to hide our obnoxiousness because we're pretty excited about Independence Day. It's a big deal. Is it too much, Ray, to say that Independence Day in America actually became Independence Day for the world?
Well, when you look at the
is that over the top?
Well, I think there's something to it in the sense that what is the example that America has set and continues to set to a lesser degree to the rest of the world in terms of how to establish a free nation and we're it. I mean, quite frankly, yeah.
Well, and of course the thing to point out, I think, Ray, is that the 4th of July is just the date that the founders signed, that they declared their independence. That wasn't the day that they achieved independence.
Right.
That came, I mean, the Constitution wasn't ratified for like 13 years afterwards. What was it, 87 or something like that, 89?
Right.
The Constitution was ratified. So I mean, they signing that document was, you know, that was tantamount to saying, you know, I think I'll start looking for a house, you know, we'll start the process and see where it leads us, you know. I mean, that's what they did, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and you think about, you know, I think people don't realize what risk takers they were by signing that document. I mean,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
They knew, they literally had a full appreciation for, they could actually imagine and see the scenario where they would die from this.
Right. I mean, and these weren't, quirky, crazy gadflies that had nothing to lose. I mean, these were men of property.
They were some landed gentry, right?
Yep, absolutely. So.
Yeah, they were farmers and lawyers and printers and a lot of them were small business owners. And they were all in, none of them were corporate employees or none of them were government employees, really.
That's right. No, and it really is amazing when you start to, you know, I urge people to, you know, you get caught up in your daily life, obviously, and it's crazy and busy and so on.
Don't forget the barbecue.
That's right, the barbecues. But it does pay to kind of sit back for a moment and maybe pick up, an article about this or something at this time and just kind of reflect upon it and think about it. And it really is quite astounding.
Well, I quoted some folks in the previous hour with Seth Lipsky, who wrote the book The Citizen's Constitution. That Ralph Waldo Emerson in Fortunes of the Republic wrote, "We began with freedom. America was opened after the feudal mischief was spent. No inquisitions, no kings." And Leonard Levy wrote, "Freedom was a product of New World conditions." Well, those conditions were created by the founders and the people who followed them and the documents that they produced.
Yep, and what would the founders think if they could come back today, which is, you know, always one of those fun questions that you can play with your friends and at a cocktail party or whatever, but what would they think of today? What would they think of the country today in terms of how government is run and how intrusive it is? And I mean, just think about, you know, in many ways it was, you know, the founding of our nation was in part all about a tax revolt. And
right.
Think about what we pay in taxes today. So it's, I think the founders would be baffled and perhaps distressed in some aspects.
Yeah.
And obviously other aspects. They would be quite proud, but
I want to come back to that. What you said a minute just now about what got the revolt started, and of course one of the big parts was prior to the Declaration of Independence was the Tea Party. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Ray Keating. 10:20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My need is such. I pretend. One can tell.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. A little Chicago bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, the knowledge base. And then we got a poll question on the homepage there. I hope you'll click on that and right there on the right and answer the question and immediately, instantaneously, when you submit your answer, you'll see where you stack up with everybody else. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ray Keating has deposited an incredible body of work there with us over the years as a longtime 11-plus year member of our Brain Trust, and you can find all the things he said there over the years, plus articles that he's written and he's allowed us to republish. Ray, we're celebrating the 4th of July. We're doing a little bit of today. On Monday, I'll be live for the 4th of July folks, and we'll be off the charts 4th of July celebrating on Monday. Today, we're still on the charts, but we're celebrating, Ray. What Ray's helping us do is to think about the independence that we have and what the founders desired in producing the documents and then fighting for those documents. And what that hath wrought over the last 234 years, right? And you were talking a little bit about that. Do you remember where you were?
I don't remember.
one of the things you said was you were talking about the tax issue.
Yes,
and you were saying, well, that's my job here. That's what I get paid the big bucks for, right? But the tax issue is that what I said was. Back in April, I guess it was the anniversary of the Tea Act. Anniversary of the Tea Act, and I wrote an article about that. And what I said was the title of the article was, "It was never about the tea. It was always about liberty."
Right.
And so, you know, some people disparage the Tea Party, and I haven't gotten caught up in the Tea Party. I haven't joined the Tea Party. I've interviewed one person who's associated with the Tea Party. But people need to understand that why these people do what they do, and it was never about the tea or some other, you know, something else. It was always about liberty, and it still is, I think. What do you think?
And you're absolutely right. There's, you know, when you look at the issues that we're confronted with today, and there are many and, you know, substantial in terms of the expansion of government, the reach of government into daily life, the reach of government into how people function in the business world, entrepreneurs, et cetera, et cetera. So it's historic, unprecedented in terms of what's been going on here over the last, you know, 2 to 3 years, really. And it goes back to two things that are linked and separate at the same, depending on how you want to look at it. But you're right. It's liberty, it's freedom, and it's economics. And those two things go together. But you know what? Even if you could rationalize all of these bad things that have been done recently, and somehow or another argue, like some people try to do, that this is all good for the economy. Now, that's a preposterous argument. But let's say
say good for the economy, you're talking about government intervention?
Right, government advantage,
okay.
Higher taxes,
the TARP,
regulation.
The TARP, the bailouts.
Yes, all these things.
The acquisition of publicly owned corporations.
Right, Right. And if you could rationalize this, which obviously many have done, and try to argue that this has been good for the economy, you know what? But it's bad for liberty. It's bad for freedom. It's bad on that front.
It's bad precedent, isn't it?
What's that? I'm sorry.
It's bad precedent.
Because
it puts us that much closer to the opposite of what the founders wrote the Constitution for.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And it's, you know, and make no mistake, it's horrible, it's bad for the economy, but it is a gross infringement by the government on basic freedoms.
Well,
it's outrageous on both fronts. And people, and I think many of the Tea Partiers, if that's a phrase, certainly understand that loss of freedom aspect. And
do
it really is interesting because they link that as well to government spending, and they're absolutely right to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's my point is that the point in 230 something years ago, or however long ago it was that the first Tea Party happened, you know, they revolted. They were as the guy in the jerk might have said, you know, they're mad at the tea, you know, instead of they're mad at the cans, right? It wasn't about the tea then. Today, it's not about being against some political party. It's about liberty.
Right.
It's not about President Obama. It's not about the Republican leadership. It's about liberty.
Right.
And the point I'm making is, look what happened in Utah. Get out of my head, right? You know, right. Has there ever been a more reliable, constant force for conservatism than Bennett in Utah?
Right.
They turned him out.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly.
It's not about the politics. It's not about the tea. It was never about either one of those things. It's always been about liberty. And Ray, I'm not a member of the Tea Party, but I'm excited about what would cause Americans to rise up on their hind legs and behave that way. What do you think?
Oh, it really has been an astounding reaction, because I mean, think about also the stark change in such a short period of time. Okay,
yeah.
Coming
up on 2 years.
Oh, it's just
with CNBC, his rant. What's the guy's name? I'll think for a minute. Anyway,
the traitor.
Right. It's amazing. Hold on to that thought. Right back with more from our good friend Ray Keating. He's chief economist with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's SBEcouncil.org. Stay with us. We're back. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Ray Keating is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. Ray, thanks for 11 great years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you, Jim, for everything you've done for small business.
Well, I appreciate it. We appreciate your support, and you and Karen Kerrigan, and one of my heroes for sure. I know she's one of yours, too. You're the president of SBE Council. Tell us a little bit about SBE Council.
We work on everything from A to Z that impacts small businesses and entrepreneurs on the policy front. And it really is from A to Z at the state level, the federal level. Our website is sbecouncil.org, and you head over there and you can see regular updates of all sorts of stuff that we do on the policy front, as I said. You can get a look at our rankings of the states, how friendly or unfriendly they are towards small business. I'm currently working on our next congressional scorecard. You'll be able to find out where your members of the House and Senate from your state voted on small business issues. So good stuff. Lots of stuff there on our website.
Absolutely, folks. Check it out. It's free, but I also encourage you to join them, to support them, and become a member of SBE Council, because while you're making payroll worrying about how the government's interfering with you, Ray and Karen and the others there at SBE Council are in Washington, D.C. and in your state houses fighting for you, and they need your support. So check it out, sbecouncil.org. So Ray, I'm imagining the founders reconvening in heaven, and they're saying, "Okay, we need to take some action. we've been given the ability, you know, God has given us the ability to manipulate things down. Let's fix some of this down here. And somebody says, and so Jefferson, and so Adams says to Jefferson, well, where did we start? Do we start with the Republicans or the Democrats? And Jefferson says to Adams, how do you tell the difference? What do you think?
Don't you think
that would be a reasonable conversation to anticipate?
Well, I think it is, because, I mean, look at just a quick example. Let's keep our history straight and understand that all this misguided bailout stuff did not start with Barack Obama.
Right.
It started with George W.
That's exactly right. That's my point.
Yep, exactly right.
Yeah. And so I think he would say that. And so the that's the reason. See, this is the reason why I'm using the Tea Party because, Ray, it's sort of an organization. They are coming together under one name. But I'm not interested in the Tea Party. I'm interested in the way it happened. And when we saw regular old Americans rising up on their hind legs because of TARP, instantaneously when it was announced the third week of September 2008, and out of that came the Tea Party movement. That emotion that where those folks rose up and protested their own members of Congress in a way I've never seen before, that's, I think, what made me have hope for America more than anything. What do you think?
I'm with you on that. And the other thing that's interesting to watch as we head into November and then to see what happens after the elections is, you know, people have traditionally, at least in the last, you know, several decades, they get bent out of shape about taxes. They get bent out of shape of all sorts of things. But you know what? Spending, government spending, they might give you a line, yeah, I'm not happy about that. But now all of a sudden they're passionate about government spending.
And the debt.
Yes, and the debt and everything that goes with that.
We now have a higher GDP to debt ratio as of this moment than following World War II.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can take, you know, you want to look at those numbers, government spending as a share of GDP,
which I think that's a good method, don't you?
Yeah, it's scary stuff. It's very, very scary stuff.
Yeah, Ray, I've got 1 minute left. Last thoughts. Wrap all this up and put it in terms of current times.
Well, I'm scared. I've never been this uneasy about the future of the country. I think we really are. If we continue with down this path of what we've done recently, we really are heading towards a stagnated type of Europe scenario, and that's what scares me a lot. That government is going to squeeze out the entrepreneurial spirit in this country.
Are you saying that the next two elections are maybe the most important of our time?
Oh, absolutely, no doubt.
And we're not talking. And folks, we're not talking about turning Barack Obama out. That's not what we're talking about, right?
Listen, it's part of the equation. I mean, Barack Obama is doing exactly what he promised to do during the when he ran for president. And if it continues down this path, it's going to be a very, very scary.
But there are people on both sides of the aisle that need to be turned out. That's my point.
This started with George W. Bush.
That's the point I'm making.
You're absolutely right.
Folks,
the party label doesn't matter. You have to sit down and see what do these people believe. And
what do they stand for? What do they stand for, and how do they behave when they're given a chance to vote?
Exactly.
Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today. Happy Independence Day, and thanks for being here for 11 great years. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, great American. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the news. One more hour after this. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.